always be clear where you get your conservative talk.
The St. Louis Business Journal is now reporting that liberal billionaire George Soros is the largest shareholder of Odyssey,
the parent company of KMOX and 97.1 Talk.
Soros' maneuver raises critical questions about the future of media ownership and influence.
Money and attention is power. And when he has the money and he controls what's on the radio stations, he's going to be able to control the minds, essentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
St. Louis's trusted source and number one.
For conservative talk.
This is News Talk STL.
I didn't realize I did, but I have the distinction of being the first president or vice president to ever visit a reproductive health clinic. When I went to their reproductive clinic, it was a long day, and the press was there, and I said, let me just tell you, you guys are going to have to be ready for this, ready for certain language. And I said very loudly, ovaries.
Fallopian tubes.
And fallopian tubes, right?
Uterus.
Fibroids.
Thank you.
And it was the funniest thing for me, at least. The women reporters started laughing. All the men reporters looked down.
524 on the Tim Jones and Chris Arp show. And Tim, I think that is exhibit number 127, proving that our vice president, either tokes, back in the White House or either uses edibles. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know what she's on, but it's gotta be something. I'm not sure if it's good or not.
And when, can you imagine she's sitting there like, all giddy about talking about abortion and everything. It's almost sick.
Disturbing.
In studio with us, Tim. I thought he was going to be on the phone. He surprised us. We have Levi Hart. He is the Senior Investments Officer Manager at Thrive St. Louis. And we're going to talk to him about the organization, of course, and Give St. Louis Day, which is tomorrow, May 9th. Levi, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
Excellent,
Tim,
excellent.
You as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, before we get into everything else, let's talk about Give STL Day, which is tomorrow. Thrive has won this every year for the last 7 years. You guys are trying to do number 8. Tell us about that. And if you want to give away the secret on how you guys do it, let's hear that as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's been really crazy, guys. So, I mean, speaking of Planned Parenthood, that's what got us into Give STL Day. So, you know, 8 years ago, you know, they were, you know, in the running to win the thing. And one of our partners got a hold of us and said, hey, did you guys know about Give STL Day? You need to get in on it. Planned Parenthood is in the running here. So we got in, we got a hold of all of our partners and said, hey, here's what's up. We want to win this. We want to give the babies the loudest voice in the city and wave the life banner high over St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And everybody got on board with it. You know, and that's what we've done consecutively the last 7 years, which is really amazing, guys. I mean, this is no small event. You know, I mean, there's 1,000 of the top nonprofits in St. Louis participating. So, I mean, the secret sauce really is our partners. Mm. You know, I mean, it's organizations like you guys having us on and being able to, you know, come to folks and let them know, like, hey, this is a chance to give the babies the loudest voice in the city, the one time a year to do it. And that's what we're doing right now.
Quick follow up, Tim. And how much money have you raised?
Yeah. So last year was $284,000 on Give STL Day. And there's a double match right now. So, I mean, you go on there. And what's cool is someone goes on, they give $1,000, give $50, give $100, whatever it is, you're going to see it double matched.
Mm. Mr. Speaker?
That is really fantastic. Yeah, folks, check out Thrive at thrivestlouis.org, thrivestlouis.org. Levi, how wonderful is that, and how destructive of the national narrative, right? The national narrative and the narrative of the left and most of the corporate media is that we're an abortion culture now, and when we talk about women's health care, basically that's just code language for abortion on demand. Thrive destroys both those narratives, right? Because you just showed that, no, the culture of life is something that more people are attracted to. And, you know, when people put their money where their mouth is, that means a lot. And secondly, Thrive provides women's health care, and it's not in the abortion industry. Talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's who we are. I mean, we just say Thrive for short, but it's Thrive Express Women's Health Care. Because our goal is to meet the woman and the, you know, her partner as well, that are in crisis pregnancy situations, and meeting them right where they're at. So just being Thrive Express Women's Health Care does that, you know, because the abortion industry has falsely branded itself as women's health care. So they come in and we offer them, you know, what we call pre-abortion screenings, you know, so they're going to get a lab grade pregnancy test with a medical professional, STD test, STD treatment, ultrasound, all these things that are going to cost them several hundred $5 at Planned Parenthood, and they come, they're able to get that from us first, and then from there we go about giving them, you know, the financial, emotional, spiritual resources, and over 80% of them choose to parent.
I went to a graduation ceremony or an award ceremony a couple of years ago. It was about a young lady that was going to college, was doing all the right things, unfortunately got pregnant. It kind of derailed her a little bit for her studies, but Thrive stepped in, helped her with all the needs for her baby. She ended up finishing school.
Yeah.
Tell us some more stories of like that.
Yeah, yeah. So there's so many of them. Some of the ones that are most fresh for me is we've been launching our fatherhood initiative.
Okay.
So I shared with Mike and Gabe and Stell last week, you know, 83% of women will choose to parent if there's a supportive father in the picture. So I'm our investments manager, but I also have the chance of working with our dads.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you have these abortion determined, you know, partners coming in, the mom and the dad are coming in. But if you can meet that dad where he's at, and you can see him empowered to be a mm-hmm. father, you're typically going to see the whole thing shift. So, I mean, I was just sitting down with a young man this was just earlier this week, coming in, you know, and he's not from here. He's not from this country. And, you know, he's in school and he's thinking like, okay, he's not seeing any other way out. You know what I mean? Cause they're not thinking through killing a baby, you know, like that, like they're thinking through like, this is just birth control.
Yeah.
You know, cause that's what's being sold to them, you know? So to be able to meet them where they're at and let them know like, hey, here's some resources that are going to be able to help you. You know, here's a parent university class you're going to be able to go through for a whole year to teach you the ones and twos of being a parent.
Mm-hmm.
I walked them down to our resource shop. I said, let me show you what would be available to mm-hmm. you. Here's diapers for an entire year, at least, that you're going to be able to get, you know, here's a pack and play, here's a car seat, you know? So when you can start meeting those practical needs, it's amazing to watch the shift happen. And Chris, Tim, I'm telling you guys, I mean, like, over 80% of women will choose to parent when they just see an ultrasound.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, which at Planned mm-hmm. Parenthood, what we typically hear say is that, you know, they're not seeing that ultrasound. You know,
mm-hmm.
we show it to them.
Yeah.
You know, most of them will choose to parent. But there's a difference between choosing to parent simply because they realize it's a baby and because they've been empowered as well. You know, so instead of just like they've seen an ultrasound, it's like, oh, it's a baby. Oh my gosh, but I'm still just terrified. I'm not equipped, you know, because that's kind of the push you get from folks like, oh, well, you just want to save the baby. Like, no, you empower them as a parent so that when they do see that it's a baby, they actually are empowered to be a parent rather than just terrified that they have to bring a child into a world, you know, because they have this moral conflict going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Folks, Give St. Louis Day, Give STL Day is tomorrow, May 9th, and
tomorrow.
You can go to thrivealivestl.org, thrivealivestl.org. Levi, I love so much of what you said. You know, Chris and I are often in the narrative busting business, and you just busted a couple other narratives there. The narrative being that those of us on the right side of the life equation, I think I mean the pun there, that all we care about is having the baby be born, and then we couldn't care less. You just described a bunch of things that show that that's not to be true. And the other thing is, Levi, you know, Thrive is not just, you know, a small little entity in one little area of St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
This is for women in St. Louis and beyond, right? Your resources, because of your generous donors, are vast and wide, right? So anybody who's happening to accidentally or purposefully listen to us right now needs help, they can reach out to Thrive today, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and really take that to heart, you know, because I think the statistic is like 1 in 4 people have been touched by abortion one way or the other, you know. So even those who morally are thinking like, I would never do that, you know, you just never know, like whether it's your mm-hmm. kid or your friend or whatever it might be, you know. So, I mean, be careful about what we're saying.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, obviously, like, we want to say like, hey, this is wrong, you know, but we want to make sure that those who are around us that are in that situation would feel good to come talk to you. So, I mean, yeah, they can definitely reach out to us. So we got centers in the city. We got one in St. Peter's. We got one in North County. We even have one in the Metro East over in Godfrey. Then we have centers throughout the country as well. But for the sake of our St. Louis listeners, that's mm-hmm. what we got going on here.
Levi, I know that Thrive is a Christ-inspired organization. It has to be to mm-hmm. Do what you're doing to save babies' lives. Besides providing these mothers with material needs, does Thrive offer Christian counseling as well?
Yeah, so we offer that as an option to them. So what it will look like when the patient advocate's figuring out basically like what has them in a crisis right now? What's got them feeling like the only way out is an abortion?
Right.
So that's where we'll start meeting all those various needs through some of those things I was talking about a moment ago. And a lot of times it is a spiritual crisis that's going on there, you know, so we'll meet them at where they're at with that. And we're very careful and gentle about it. We're not trying to manipulate or coerce in any way, especially when someone's in a real hard situation. So it'll be something along the lines of, hey, we want to care for you physically, emotionally, and spiritually. We do that from the Christian worldview. Is your faith something you want to talk about? And when they, if they say yes, which a lot of them do, you know, like it's really amazing how many people, I mean, this could go into an evangelism conversation for my believers out there, but how many people would be happy to talk to you about their faith if you just ask them?
Yeah.
You know, cause people are typically happy to talk about themselves and their own beliefs. So if you can, like, I mean, guys, I was in Haiti one time and did that with a voodoo priest and it worked. Like I'm telling you, you can do it with people in a post, you know, post Christian society. So we do that. I mean, and yeah, I mean, we see, you know, at least 100 professions of faith a year, guys. That's folks that are coming in and a lot of times looking for abortions. And next thing you know, they want to have a spiritual conversation and they're choosing to surrender their life to Jesus. I mean, of the last three guys I've talked to just in the last 2 weeks, one of them in tears, repented of his sin, gave his life to the Lord. Another one from another country of a different religion, Hindu, you know, and you could tell like God's really moving on him. And then I'm just talking to a young man yesterday, a young man just brought up in the city and, in a real hard spot. And I get to talking to him and before you know it, you know, he's ready to have some deeper conversations. And it was clear that God had already been working on his heart before he was sitting in front of me.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. So yeah, absolutely.
Good stuff.
Levi, would you talk about, kind of where our current younger generations are on the issue of life? You know, I feel like over the last few decades, we went through a really challenging time of hyper secularism and hyper materialism with the rise of the internet age and all this technology and people almost, you know, becoming almost too self-centered and kind of losing focus on the bigger picture. But Chris and I have both been to a lot of Thrive events recently and a lot of other pro-life events. And I don't know if this is my imagination, Levi, so you tell me if I'm right or wrong or not. I'm starting to see a lot more younger people being attracted to, once again, kind of that focus on life, the hereafter, the greater good. And I think the younger generations are starting to maybe possibly turn away from some of this hyper-materialism, secularism, because it hasn't solved any problems in our world or in our nation, and it's made things possibly worse.
Yeah. You know what, Tim? I mean, we were just at the Midwest March for Life in Jeff City last week, and it was the biggest crowd I had personally seen there yet. And much of that because there was high schools there, you know, and a ton of students. So that is certainly my hope, you know, that is what is happening. You know, because we look at our society right now and like perhaps it is that it's just gotten so dark and it just keeps, you know, just getting harder and harder in such a way, especially with social media and the internet, like things just are just driving them to the depths of things that, you know, you would hope that if anything, that's going to turn them one way or the other, but hopefully turn them towards hope, towards truth, you know, and be able to start spotting just really obvious lies. Because like, I mean, you put something to the test, you're going to find out what it is, you know, when you just live it out here for a little while. So, you know, other than just being at that Jeff City event, I really can't speak to it much further than that.
Speaking with Levi Hart, he is the Senior Investments Officer and Manager at Thrive St. Louis. We're talking about St. Louis Giving Day, which is tomorrow. We'll talk about how to give to that. My question is, and I have this question for you. I want to get your perspective on it. We had a couple of weeks ago Brandy Meeks with the Vitae Foundation. I asked her the question that has always kind of perplexed me is, when a woman finds herself, a young person finds herself with an unexpected pregnancy, why don't they give the baby up for adoption? That seems to not be an option. it seems, in a lot of cases. What's your perspective? Why do you think that is?
Yeah, well, I mean, I was just having a conversation with a dad in a similar situation the other day. You know, they're abortion determined. Mm. You know, that's what they wanted to do. This is the one I was telling you about. They're in school. And I asked him, I was like, well, you know, have you guys considered adoption? Mm. And their mindset, like, and he was even, you could tell they had this conversation. Yeah. The idea of carrying that baby to term and giving it away just seemed like an even harder option than taking its life, which mm-hmm. doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You know, it really doesn't. And truly, like, as much as I can be, I can gracefully say this, but just as a fellow human being mm-hmm. who knows what it is to be selfish, I think it comes down to selfishness on that. You know, like, I mean, that in the moment, it seems like an easy, convenient choice to just have an abortion and this just be over with, as opposed to going through, I mean, even people who want a baby, 9 months of pregnancy typically is not a pretty picture. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I always feel sorry for these women that are like 8 months pregnant in July.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're like, you know, they have to use their whole leg just to like turn over in bed, you know? So if they're, especially the ones, if they're believing the lie that this isn't a baby, you know, and that's like kind of what is giving them the motivation to make this choice for the abortion, which in the moment just seems like a very convenient way out. I mean, I absolutely see why, if that's what you actually believe, why they wouldn't carry it to term. Yeah. So, I mean, I think it comes to believing the lie and the selfishness that ultimately, drives that, because it's selfishness, you know, and just being clouded in our own situation so much that gets us to do stupid things and believe stupid things.
Right.
Levi, let's come full circle here, and let's remind folks that Give STL Day, Give St. Louis Day, Give STL Day is tomorrow, May the 9th. Why is it so important to Thrive and to our community that people pay attention to this day? Talk about how important this day is to your overall funding picture and how people can help. Once again, give everybody the details.
Yeah, yeah. It is absolutely essential, guys. So this would be the 8th year we've won this thing, which is absolutely unheard of, you know, because you have over 1,000 top nonprofits in our city that participate. And to win it year after year after year, I mean, one, you're attracting more donors. So by you giving, you're really attracting more donors too, because they see us on the top of the billboard. So get on Give STL Day and watch that billboard, you know, and watch it throughout the day, you know, kind of the back and forth that happens there. But then secondly, you know, when it, I mean, the PR is priceless.
Yeah.
You know, you're getting Thrive Express Women's Healthcare to be a common household name, which is what needs to happen. Because right now, when someone thinks abortion, they think Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what we've begun to combat in our city already. If you Google, get out your phone and Google abortion right now, Thrive's going to pop up in the top three, top five at worst. You know, and that's because of search engine optimization, different things like that. Actually, Brandy Meeks and Vitae help with that a lot with us. We partner with them. So that is huge, because we need them when they get in that crisis pregnant situation to think Thrive. We need a counter brand. And we have become a counter brand in St. Louis. So that's another reason. Third reason is simply just the funding itself. I mean, we can fund outside of Give STL Day, obviously. That's what we typically do, you know, but you're able to see the big benefits of going through Give STL Day. But secondly, I mean, I'm not this good of a mathematician, but if you take 284,000 and divide it by 1,200, that's literally how many babies were saved out of Give STL Day this year, because it costs us $1,200 to take someone through our entire program to see them choose life and be empowered to go through parent university for a whole year.
And finally, Levi, in the couple of minutes we have left, we've had you on the show a few times before, and you told us your story on one of our programs. If you don't mind, tell us your story and how you got involved with Thrive, the whole nine.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so I've been at Thrive for 4 years. I gave my life to Christ 15 years ago. And it was, well, I guess, yeah, around 14. But it was 9 months after I gave my life to the Lord. Well, actually, sorry, let me rewind on that. So 9 months before I gave my life to the Lord, I had an abortion with my girlfriend at the time. And that's why I can speak to a lot of these things a little bit more personally as well. And probably a little bit more boldly, you know, simply because I know the mindset, you know, and I was that kid, you know, 18, 19 years old that, you know, I mean, I was just living the party lifestyle, you know, that's all it was. And my girlfriend got pregnant And even though I was even brought up in like a Christian home, you know, it was just so easy to just be like, oh yeah, like this is just like last ditch birth control. That's all this is.
Yeah.
You know, such an easy lie to believe. You know, even though in me, like, I think I knew.
Yeah.
You know, and I completely supported it. I was like, yeah, yeah, just go do that. You know, and then it was done. And like I said, 9 months later, ironically, 9 months later, you know, I'm in a drug rehab. And that's where I give my life to Jesus. Sure. And that's when it occurs to me what I'd done. Like, that's when it, like, really hits me. And I'm like, whoa. You know, and I say really hits me, but I'll tell you this, guys. Like, I gave my life to Jesus, and I knew I was forgiven for that. Like it registered.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, it wasn't the same thing as if you had, like, your five-year-old child here, and you just chose to take their life.
Sure.
You know what I mean? That's much more black and white to work through. Like, obviously, probably more devastating in its own ways. You know what I mean? But, like, it's taken years to work through that.
Mm.
You know, like, I've been at Thrive for 4 years, and it's only within the last two. It's only been within the last two that I learned the gender, that I named her, that I wrote her a letter, that I had a small memorial service with me and my best friend. Like,
yeah,
cried tears. Like, because it's such a, it's such a spiritual thing. It's such a, like, I mean, I'm telling you guys, when I started working through it, like, you know, you have that PTSD stuff where you like blocked stuff out. Like, I went and started asking my dad questions and, you know, and stuff like that. My mom, and been like, hey, do you remember that day? What happened? You know, because all I remembered, if you would have asked me, what'd you do after the abortion? I would have said, well, we just never really talked about it. Moved on. That was that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think she just came home one day and told me that, you know, it had happened and that was all. That's literally the memory that was in my mind, right? Check this out. I asked my dad, I said, Dad, what do you remember about that day? Because my parents are Christians. They tried to convince me not to do it. And he said, well, you called me and you were really distressed and you were panicking and you were very fearful because you guys had gotten home and she was bleeding out.
Mm.
And you didn't know what to do.
And you've totally blanked that out.
Wow. Yeah. I still don't remember it.
Mm.
Other than my dad sharing with me. Is that something or what?
It is.
This is real stuff, guys.
Amazing.
You know what I mean? Like, this is like, obviously, we care about the babies, you know, but there are people walking as sheep to the slaughter, have no idea what they're getting into, what they're doing.
Levi Hart, Senior Investments Officer Manager at Thrive St. Louis, ThriveSTL.org. And tomorrow is the Give St. Louis Day. You can go to GiveSTLDay.org/organization/ThriveSt. Louis. Or you can go to the Thrive stlouis.org website will have information.
Thrive Alive.
Thrive Alive. I'm sorry.
ThriveAliveSTL.org. There'll be a button on there that says Give to Life, when that'll link you to the Give STL.
I should have let you do it.
You're great, man. You're great. You're great at what you do.
Thank you so much for sharing your story. And it's good to finally meet you in person. And good luck tomorrow. I hope you guys make it 8 years in a row.
8 years. Here
we
come.
You're going to have to call us and give us an update when you win.
Yeah, midnight tonight. That's when the scoreboard will open up.
All right. You are been listening to the Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show on 101.9 94.1 News Talk STL, number one for live and local conservative talk.